As of today, most of this state eases pandemic restrictions. Theaters, concert halls, and other performance venues are allowed to reopen, but at 50% capacity. Restaurants no longer have to abide by capacity limits. However, they must enforce social distancing. It all comes as the state tries to ramp up the number of people receiving a COVID vaccine. For a closer look at all of this morning, we're joined now by Dr. Michael Hirsch, Medical Director for the City of Worcester. Dr. Hirsch, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So what do you think of the timing of this? Is now the right time to begin rolling back some of these restrictions based on what you're seeing?
You know, every time there's been this nice trend, we had it here in Massachusetts about 6 weeks of consecutive falling numbers in the rate of COVID infection. It seems like we suddenly try to undo that. So I'm a little nervous about it, to be honest, Bob. I know that there are a lot of competing concerns about continued restraints on the economy and on schools and on other activities, and there's a definite fatigue factor that goes into all of this. But I would have liked to have had a couple more points on a curve to judge what the variant strains are doing.
Well, let me push back a little bit. State officials who are pushing reopening are a little more optimistic, saying the weather is warming, which should be good news in terms of virus transmission because more people will be outside where there is fresh air and less risk of spreading the virus. And the vaccine rollout is moving along, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the one-shot vaccine, rolls out starting this week.
Yeah, I think all of those things are very encouraging, and it's a kind of a balancing act. You know, I think the one thing we don't know about any of the three vaccines that are now approved is whether they just prevent people from getting the viral illness themselves, but it doesn't show whether or not they could be carriers of the virus to those who aren't vaccinated. So if you have a viral strain that is much more transmissible because it bonds much more tightly to the lining of your airways, and you're sitting at a bar for hours, with these new lifting of restrictions, I think that the vaccine could be outraced by some of these transmissible variants. So it's not something that we've ever gone through before, so I think we're going to learn on the fly here. I just hope that the officials are flexible and watching this really carefully, because if there is an uptick and if we do see trends going in the wrong direction, we should be willing to, you know, go back a step or two to make sure that we haven't opened up too soon.
Let me ask a Worcester-centric question, if I might. As of last week, last time we had numbers on this, there were just 12 patients at the Coronavirus Field Hospital at the DCU Center, the arena in downtown Worcester. Do you want to keep that field hospital open just in case?
I think that, again, it's a little too soon to know. I suspect that we will be able to know definitively by middle of March whether this is something that needs to be continued.
Let me ask another Worcester area question, if I might. Next month in April, state regulators are going to allow fans to attend the opening of Polar Park, the new minor league ballpark in Worcester for the Worcester Red Sox, the Woo Sox. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, I don't know if you know this, Bob, but I'm like one of the biggest baseball fans in the world, and I would love to see this happen. And I have been privileged to sit down with the team for the Woo Sox to look at all the mitigations that they have done. I think they've done a tremendous job. I mean, this is a magnificent new park that seats upward of 10,000 people, and they're going to only have at most 10% of those seats filled, with a lot of distancing tons of sanitation stations, mask rules, definite protections for people with wiping down the seats and everything. I think that they have thought of just about everything. We're meeting again this week to finalize. I think it's going to be an okay thing. If it's outdoors and it's beautiful and it's baseball, I would give it a shot.
All right, Dr. Michael Hirsch, we got to leave it there. Dr. Hirsch is the City of Worcester's medical director. Doctor, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Oh, my pleasure, Bob, and you take care of yourself.